ओम श्री वन्महागणाधिपतये नमः। ब्रह्मानन्दं परमसुखदं केवलं ज्ञानमूर्तिं द्वन्द्वातीतं गगनसदृशतेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। So we started our Bhashyam on the second, the third chapter, and where we have already seen the Bhashyam for the first mantra, wherein Shankar Bhagavat Padacharya introduces the reasons for presenting this story. In fact, the contents of the story he presents. So there are five messages he presented. Hope you remember all those five messages. The story is presented, actually even though the teaching is already over with two chapters. The third chapter, beginning with the story and continued by the disciplines, preparatory disciplines of Karma Yoga and the meditation. The fourth chapter is continued in the Upanishad, mainly for the sake of the Madhyama Adhikaris. The first important thing is, the story is to establish the existence of Brahman. Brahman, the absolute reality. Why he needs to establish this through this story? Because the Brahman is already always presented and said to be Pramana Avishayaha. Pramana Avishaya means Brahman being not an object of knowledge. It is not easy to comprehend Brahman. Therefore, anything which is, there is a Vyaptihi. What is a Vyapti? Hope you remember. You know, wherever an object is not available for objectification, a thing is not available for objectification, if it is not an object of perception, which is not available for any of the means of knowledge, that object is non-existent. So, yatra yatra pramana avishayatvam tatra tatra nastitvam. So, yatra yatra pramana avishayatvam tatra tatra astitvam. So, anything which is available for objectification, perception through senses, it is taken to be an existing object. Anything which is not available for perception is taken to be a non-existent thing. Therefore, here Brahman already has been said in the earlier mantra, the first two chapters, when Brahman was the nature of the reality was unfolded, it was already said that Brahman is an unknown for the known, unknown for the unknown, which means Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, these people who are of not high IQ, they may mistake not using this Vyapti there, because Brahman is, the law is, the logic is, anything which is not imperceptible is non-existent. Brahman is imperceptible, therefore Brahman is non-existent. They may arrive at the wrong conclusion. In order to help them not to arrive at such a wrong conclusion, to make it very clear, Brahman is existent. First, this story is presented for establishing the existence of Brahman. This is the first thing I told long ago. Then, this whole story is also presented for presenting the glorification of Brahma Vidya. The importance, how the one who is endowed with the self-knowledge of Brahma Vidya is the real accomplished person. Therefore, the accomplishment of a person, the glory of a person is dependent on what he has accomplished in life. how he is absolutely successful in his life. And absolute success being dependent on this knowledge of Brahman. The Brahma Vidya happens, Brahma Vidya is the accomplishment of Brahma Vidya, is the accomplishment of the absolute end. Therefore, it is glorified. Therefore, the person who is endowed with the knowledge is also glorified. Therefore, we say here, this Brahma Vidya is, it is the glory of the Brahma Vidya. So here, Upanishad presents the glory of Brahma Vidya, also second information. Then the third thing is, and because in the story we are going to see later on, the story is going to present the Uma Devi coming as the guru and helping all the devatas, including Indra, to understand what Yaksha was. Remember, which means that the story's presentation of Uma Devi as a teacher who helped the deva understand Yaksha. Upanishad here makes it very clear. The Upanishad study should not be done by oneself. Always one should pursue self-knowledge with the help of the teacher and Shastram. That's also, so the importance of teacher and the guru is also highlighted through this story. The third message. And the fourth thing is, whenever Upanishad presents a story, the story is always to support the meditation, the teaching which is going to come later on. One should meditate upon Devata. One should practice meditation. It is a vidhi. Vidhi means what? One has to do it. And what is that? Here, meditate upon what? Here, this Upanishad later on, the fourth chapter, is going to present threefold meditations. And threefold meditations are what now? One is Vidyudupasanam, and the second is the Vidyudupasanam, then Nimesha Upasanam. No? Nimesha means this winking of the eyes. Upasanam, and then another is the Vidyudupasanam, Nimeshupasanam, then Vritti Upasanam. Why? Because all these three are presented as the Alambanams, objects of meditation. And what is meditated on those things? So the Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha, Brahman, is of the who is presented here as the Yaksha. That Yaksha has to be meditated upon these Alambanams. How? Just whether the thought or the lightning, or this, lightning or Nimeshaha, even the winking of the eyes, that happens quickly and fleets away immediately. So, because of the fleeting nature of these three things, and these three things are presented as the Alambanams for meditating upon Yaksha, who also just appeared and disappeared quickly. Is it clear? Therefore, now whenever this Upasanam is presented, in order to this story is in fact presented to help, to enable the Upasanam here, make the Upasanam possible later on. In support of the Upasanam, this story is presented. Okay, otherwise, so the story without, suppose if there is no vidhi, the story has to be connected to the vidhi. Only this, that story is called Arthavadaha. Arthavada. So Arthavada in any Upanishad, Arthavadaha means stories they do not have any meaning if there is no vidhi following it. So there is a vidhi following this story part, the fourth chapter. Therefore, for that purpose also story is presented. Why? To help one practice meditation upon these three, meditation upon Brahman, upon these three objects of meditation, the symbols of meditation, Alambanams, the story is presented. This is the fourth aspect of the teaching, the story. The last and the fifth one is, when the victory of Bhagavan is mistaken to be the victory of the individual self, any victory of anybody is ultimately victory of Bhagavan. That is mistaken for the victory of oneself, having ahankara, that is called ahankaraha, that is abhimanaha. That is abhimanam is what now, having kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. So I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the accomplisher. These notions are kartrutva, bhoktrutva, adi abhimanam is because of the ignorance. And this story is mainly presented how Bhagavan comes and removes this abhimanam also. So for the removal of the abhimana, ahankara, wrong notions. Also the story, for one to resolve the wrong notions, also the story is presented here. These are the five important factors we have to understand from the whole story. There is no sixth factor to be understood, which we have already seen. So actually, asmakam eva ayam mahima, asmakam eva ayam, asmakam eva ayam vijayaha. This victory belongs to us and this glory belongs to us. This is our glory and is our victory. This is the thought of the devas. Therefore, but what thought they should have had, that is said by Shankara in the last part of it. Please see that last one. Tasya kila brahmanaha vijaye, devaha agnyadeha amahiyanta mahimanam praptavantaha. You find the last one, last sentence? After that, there ends the bhashyam for the first mantra. Tad atma samstasya. We find tad atma samstasya. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just 3, 4 lines before the last bit. Yeah. Tad atma samstasya. There onwards, introduction to the next mantra. Introduction to the next mantra, it is given by Shankara here. What is he introducing here? You know, this, what should have devas thought of this victory and glory? What should have been the thinking of the devas and devas? What have been thinking? They should have thought, if the thinking was proper, then they should have thought it was the victory of Bhagavan. It was Bhagavan's glory, it was Bhagavan's victory. Or Bhagavan's grace that helped them win. They should have had a thought. Instead, they thought the victory was theirs, isn't it? But which sort of Bhagavan's victory it is? There is a present the description of Bhagavan here. That is very interesting. So from there we will start with the Bhagavan's... who is the Bhagavan here? Who is Ishvara here? Concept of Ishvara. Who is Ishvaraha? Who is Bhagavan? We have to understand here. Here, Brahman is important. Let me start here. Brahman is always ended with the power. But that power, Maya, being Mithya, whether we see the Brahman with Mithya, without Mithya, it's okay. Therefore, Nirgunam, we don't talk about here. Brahman is always Nirgunam only. But when you talk about the Jagat and Ishvara, the creation, you talk about the Maya Shakti. It is the power of, because of the power of Maya, Jagat comes into existence. Otherwise, Jagat wouldn't have come into existence. Otherwise, if you see Brahman without the Jagat, Brahman is always just Brahman. Therefore, here, these lines, here, Sagunam Brahma, Param Brahma, the Sagunam Brahma, Maya Sahitam Brahma, Ishwaraha, it is all Ishwara's glory. It is all Parameshwara's victory. They did not think. Now, which sort of Parameshwara he is describing here? Let us start our class today with that so that we can continue. Tad, would you please read after me? Tad, Atma Samsthasya, Pratyagatmanaha, ஈஸ்வரஸ்ய சர்வஜ்ஞஸ்ய சர்வ க்ரியா ஃபல சயோஜயிதுஹ ப்ராணினாம் சர்வ சக்தேஹே ஜகதஹ ஸ்திதிம் சிகீர்ஷோஹ அயம் ஜயஹ மஹிமா. ஓகே, சி அயம் ஜயஹ அயம் மஹிமா, திஸ் விக்டரி அண்ட் திஸ் க்ளோரி பிலாங்ஸ் டு ஈஸ்வரஹ பகவான். ஓகே, ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் பகவான், டு ஹூம் திஸ் விக்டரி அண்ட் க்ளோரி பிலாங் டு, தட் இஸ் செட் இன் திஸ் லைன்ஸ். சி ஈச் லைன் ஐ வாண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இஸ் ரியலி ஆத்மசம்ஸ்தா ஈஸ்வரஹ. You see, put Ishwara, check each word and put each word as adjective for Ishwara. It became very beautiful. Atma samstaha Ishwaraha. In fact, this victory and glory belong to Bhagavan, who is none other than, who is obtaining in one's own self, in the mind, in one's own mind, within one's own physical body. யோவே தனிஹி தங்குஹாயாம் நிஹாயாம் குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் இஸ்ன்ட் இட் த குஹாயாம் நிஹிதம் இஸ் செட் டு பி ஹியர் வாட் நோ ஆத்மசம்ஸ்தா பகவான் ஆத்மசம்ஸ்தா ஈஸ்வரா தன்னிலுள்ள பரம்பொருள் ஆத்மசம்ஸ்தா மீன்ஸ் வாட் நோ ஆத்மனி சம்ஸ்திதா பகவான் த ஈஸ்வரா டு ஹூம் திஸ் க்ளோரி பிலாங்ஸ் டு to whom this victory belongs to, is in fact the one who obtains in one's own mind, within one's own physical body, as one's own self. One's own physical body and one's own mind. That is Atma Samstaha, Tannul Iruppavan. Then, Pratyagatma Ishwaraha. When you say this Ishwara who obtains within one's own mind, within one's own physical body, as what? As the very self, Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma Ishwaraha. You have to see, add Ishwara to each word, very beautiful. Atma Samstaha Ishwaraha, Pratyagatma Ishwaraha, then third one. Pratyagatmanaha, then Ishwarasya. Pratyagatmanaha, Ishwarasya, okay, the Lord, Sagunam Brahma. No, Maya Sahitam Brahmanaha, the Lord who is endowed with this power of lending existence to this universe, called Ishwarasya, Ishwaraha. And who is this Lord? Sarvajnaha Ishwaraha, Sarvajnaha Bhagavan. Bhagavan who is omniscient, I mean who is endowed with the knowledge required for bringing this universe into existence, sustaining this universe and having universe resolved also. Okay, that's Sarvajnaha. Not only that, not only he is endowed with omniscience, but what now? He is endowed with all omnipotence. Sarva Shaktihi Ishwaraha. Bhagavan here, see, Sarva Shaktihi means all power, isn't it? Here, instead of saying all might, we say almighty Lord here. Sarva Shaktihi Yasya Saha Sarva Shaktihi. The Lord who is endowed with all omnipotence, is called what now? Omnipotent Lord is said to be Sarvashaktihi. Omnipotence also is potency is also Sarvashaktihi. Omnipotent Lord who is endowed with potency also is called Sarvashaktihi. So Sarvashaktihi Ishwaraha. Which means the Lord who is endowed with he is almighty, omnipotent and all knowing. Therefore, what does it mean now? சர்வ கிரியா பல சயோஜயிதா ஈஸ்வரா. நெக்ஸ்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ், சர்வ கிரியா மீன்ஸ் சர்வ கர்ம. சர்வ கர்ம பல சயோஜயிதா ஈஸ்வரா. சயோஜயிதா மீன்ஸ் தாத்தா. சோ பகவான் ஹூ இஸ் தி பெஸ்டோவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி ஆக்ஷன்ஸ். So, karma pala data, that is the one word here. Sarva kriya pala sanyojayita is equal to Bhagavan who is the bestower of the fruits of results, fruits of actions. Therefore, this Lord, Nohatrimar, Atma Samstaha Ishwaraha, Pratyagatma Ishwaraha, Sarvajnaha Ishwaraha, Sarva Kriya Pala Sanyojita Sarva Shaktihi Ishwaraha. Okay, who does Bhagavan ordain? No, the ordainer of the fruits of actions of all the living beings. Sarva Praninam Sarva Karma Pala Data Ishwaraha. Okay, for the Lord to be the ordainer or the bestower of the fruits of actions of all the living beings, he must be all-knowing and he must be omnipotent. Therefore, that's why that one word it is, Sarvajnaha Ishwaraha, Praninam Sarva Kriya Pala Sanyojayita Ishwaraha, Sarva Shaktihi Ishwaraha. Then next one, Jagataha Stitim Chikirshuhu Ishwaraha. Jagataha Stitim Chikirshuhu Ishwaraha. This is another adjective. Jagataha Stitim Chikirshuhu Ishwaraha. Which means the Lord is the one. Chikirshuhu means who wants to do, who is desirous of doing. Bhagavan is desirous of doing what? Bhagavan is desirous of maintaining or sustaining this universe. So, Jagataha Stitim Chikirshayita means Chikirshuhu. Jagataha Stitim Chikirshuhu means the one who is desirous of maintaining the existence of the universe or sustenance of the universe. These adjectives. Okay, these many adjectives are there. Now you can see how many adjectives are there. Atma Samstaha Ishwaraha, Pratyagatma Ishwaraha, Sarvajnaha Ishwaraha, Sarva Kriya Palasanyo, Praninam Sarva Kriya Palasanyojita Ishwaraha, Sarva Shaktihi Ishwaraha, Jagataha Stitim Chikirshuhu Ishwaraha. Seven adjectives for the Lord. If you understand the seven adjectives, which describe, adjectives means what? They describe Ishwara. You understand Ishwara. This Sagunam Brahma, one who is endowed with this power of Maya, okay, alone, is what now? Is this Lord here. And that Lord, now what now? He says, I am Jayaha, I am Mahima. This Lord belongs to this Lord, okay? I am Jayaha, I am Mahima. This glory, this victory, which we are enjoying now, actually, originally, absolutely belongs to this Lord, who is obtaining in within our mind, in our own up in the inside the body, and who has the very self of the very self I, and who is all knowing. And almighty, that who is the ordainer of the fruits of all actions of all the living beings, and who is desirous of sustaining or maintaining the existence of this universe. It is this Lord who is the owner of this, to whom this victory and glory belong to. Okay. Iti Ajanantaha. Ajanantaha. Not only human beings are ignorant, even devas are ignorant. Ajanantaha means not knowing. Ariyadavargalaga. Ippadipatta irevanukku sendathu inda vetriyum mahimayum endru puriyadavargalaga. Ajanantaha. No, without knowing this, Ajanantaha. What do they do? Te Ajanantaha. Te devaha aikshante, and the mantra tlavardhadu. The moolam word comes, te devaha aikshanta, means ikshita vantaha. Instead of not knowing this fact that this belongs to the glory and victory belong to the deva, Lord, these devas, what do? They mistook this victory and glory as their own accomplishment. And their own means what now? Having identity with their limited forms, Agni forms. Agni having identity with Agni's form, Vayu having identity with the Vayu's form, and then Indra having identity with Indra's form, with limited Parichinna. Now we are going to see here. Identity with the wrong form. As individual Devas, not knowing, seeing themselves as individual Devas, and they think that victory and glory, they mistook it for that their achievement. Therefore, Agnyadi Swarupa Parichinna Atmakritaha Asmakamevayam Vijayaha Asmakamevayam Mahima. Agni Vayu Indratvadi Lakshanaha. Okay, that means it belongs to they having identity with their own limited forms, they take that this achievement, this victory and glory as their individual accomplishment. Instead of seeing, not knowing this fact that this absolutely belongs to Ishvara. Therefore, Jaya Palabhutaha Asmabihi Anubhuyate. Okay, what is that? Is this victory which is enjoyed by us now, this glory which is enjoyed by us now, actually this is our accomplishment. No? This is what they think, not knowing what? Na asmat pratyagatma bhuta ishvara krutaha iti. It is, they do not think, they do not see the fact, na akshatavantaha, they do not see this. What they do not see? This belongs to, this glory and victory belong to the Ishvara who is in the form of the very self, their own Swarupam. Is it clear? That much is the, I wanted to bring, you know, see where we were before. That's why I had to talk to you about the past lessons. It is not that I wanted to talk about the past. To come to the new lesson, I had to go to the past lessons. Is it clear? Yeah? So the whole thing, the description of Ishvara by Shankaracharya is very important thing. So please note it down. Yeah. Now, Chikir Shoho only, as a possessive form, when I put it, Chikir Shuhu means nominative. See, Chikir Shuhu, Kartum Icha Yasya, Saha Chikir Shuhu. Isn't it? Ukarantaha Pullingaha Chikir Shu Shabdaha. Tasya Chikir Shu Shabdasya. Ekavachane Shashti Vibhakto Chikir Shoho Iti Rupam. Because it's a possessive form. Isn't it? I am Jayaha, I am Mahima, Kasya Ishwarasya. Kidrashasya Ishwarasya. Jagataha Stitim Chikir Shoho Ishwarasya. It belongs to the Lord who is. No? Therefore, Chikir Shoho is possessive form. I got Chikir Shoho only. Chikir Shoho I am. That is why, Jagataha Stitim Chikir Shoho Ishwarasya. The Ishwarasya I put the last, no, becomes very perfect. You can actually write down this nice sentence actually. Atma Samstasya Pratyagatmanaha Sarvajnasya Praninam Sarva Kriya Pala Sanyojayituhu Sarva Shaktehe Jagataha Stitim Chikir Shoho Ishwarasya Ayam Jayaha Ayam Mahima Iti Ajanantaha Devaha Parichinna Agnyari Swarupa Parichinna Atma Kritaha Asmakameva Ayam Vijayaha Asmakameva Ayam Mahima Iti Anupana Iti Aikshanta. That's how we have to see.
So is it Praninam Sarva Shakti? Is it Praninam Sarva Shakti?
No.
Praninam is one
I tell you how to see the sentence. Sarva kriya phala sanyojayita. Okay. So sanyojayita means the ordainer of the fruits of all actions of the living beings. Therefore, pranam should go before that. Praninam sarva kriya phala sanyojayita. Is it clear? I won't write down the sentence separately. You can take it down and write. Description of Ishvara, you know, by Shankara. Who is the Lord? So, this is a lesson for us. All our achievements, any smallest achievement, if we have anything to feel proud of as our accomplishment, immediately we should think that belongs to the Lord. That is Bhagavan's grace. And which Bhagavan? Who is Bhagavan here? Who is Bhagavan? Who to whom it is belongs to? The Bhagavan is, don't the Bhagavan self is sitting here. No, that's why here there's a beautiful line. It's a very beautiful description. I tell you again, it's worth writing down actually. Atma samstaha. Atma samstaha. Atmani samsthitaha is atma samstaha. The Lord who obtains in one's own mind within one's body is called atma samstaha. In this context, the word atma means body and mind. Okay, if that Lord is Atma Samstaha, he obtains in one's own mind within one's own body as what? Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma is the second word. Lord is the one who obtains in one's own mind within one's own body as one's own self, one's own innermost self, as the very I, Pratyagatma. Every word is possessive case. Okay? Then, Sarvajnaha. The Lord who is all-knowing, omniscient. Why? Because Lord, the creator of everything being the Lord, the creation requires what? Knowledge. The Lord was endowed with all knowledge required for creating this universe. Therefore, Sarvajna. Then, Sarva Kriya Pala Sanyojayita. Before that, you have to say, Praninam Sarva Kriya Pala Sanyojayita. Put the word Praninam before that. Praninam Sarva Kriya Phala Sanyojayita. Are you written down? I am putting all these words in nominative to make it clear. Then you can see this possessive form of it. Praninam, you can say Praninam Sarva Kriya Phala Sanyojayita, which is Rikaranta Shabda. And what is the Sanskrit word for that? Sarva Karma Phala Data. Praninam sarva karma phala data. So which means ordainer of the fruits of all actions of the living beings. The next word, sarva shaktihi. Sarva shaktihi here is a compound word, Raniji. Sarva shaktihi yasya. Saha sarva shaktihi. Sarva Shakti means all power, all might. So the one who is endowed with all might, all power, all potency is called what now? Omnipotent, almighty is the word. Sarva Shakti is equal to almighty, omnipotent. Then next adjective. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Only now I have got picked up the interest to teach. My God, how important is to start teaching, illinga? Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Here, this is jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Three words are here. It's adjective for the Lord, which describes the Lord. Jagataha is a possessive form of jagat. Jagataha of the universe. Sthitihi means sustenance or existence. Chikirshuhu is a desiderative word, which is adjective. Chikirsha yasya, saha chikirshuhu. The one who has chikirsha is said to be chikirshuhu. Like how jignyasa yasya saha jignyasuhu, mumuksha yasya saha mumukshuhu, bubhuksha yasya saha bubhukshuhu. Like that chikirsha yasya saha chikirshuhu. Okay, chikirsha means what? Kartum iccha chikirsha. Kartum is infinitive verb. Iccha means desire. A desire to do is what? Desire to do is equal to kartum iccha. Kartum iccha is equal to chikirsha. Okay. Therefore, chikirshuhun channa, the one who is desirous of doing what? Desirous of doing the sustenance or maintenance of the universe. In fact, one who is desirous of preserving or sustaining the universe. One who is desirous of keeping the universe going is here chikirshuhu. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Sthitim is an objective case. Ulahatinudaya kathale seyya virumbuginravan. That's the meaning. Jagataha sthitim chikirshuhu. Now, these many adjectives are there for the Lord. Ishwaraha. Okay. Therefore, ayam jayaha mahima. This victory and glory is of the Lord. Ishwarasya. Kasi Ishwarasya. Atma samsthasya Ishwarasya. Pratyagatmanah Ishwarasya. Sarvajnasya Ishwarasya. Praninam sarva kriya phala sanyojayituhu Ishwarasya. Sarvashaktehe Ishwarasya. Jagataha sthitim chikirshoho Ishwarasya eva ayam mahima ayam jayaha. Iti ajanantaha. The yant sandhi comes there. Chetya janantaha is there. Cha iti ajanantaha. And not knowing this fact. This is the crucial fact. This is the most important fact. This is the unknown fact. Therefore, ajanantaha, not knowing this fact, devaha aikshanta. Aikshanta means what? No, ikshitavantaha. Ikshitavanta means what? Devaha saw. Aikshanta is the lung verb of the root iksh. Ikshate in past tense, ikshate, ikshate, ikshante. No? Ikshase, ikshate, ikshadve. Ikshe, ikshavahe, ikshamahe. This is the verb. In past tense, lung form becomes aikshanta. Na parthargal. Ippadi parthargal vetriye. Ikshitavantaha. How did they see? Agniyadi swarupa parichinna atmakritaha. Agnyadi swarupa parichinna atmakritaha means what now? E atmakritaha asmakameva ayam vijayaha. Asmakame ayam mahima. This victory, this glory belong, you know, is of, you know, is ours, asmakam. Our victory, our glory. When they say our victory, our glory, they mean what? You know, seeing themselves as the Agni, the individual devatas, with the limited form of Agni, you know, with limited Agni form and Vayu form, etc. Which means he is explaining, I am Mahima, Agni, Vayu, Indratvadi Lakshanaha. No, Indratvam, Vayutvam, Agnitvam means what? This victory belongs to the victory obtained by this individual devata, limited by that form, Agni form. Limited by that form, Vayu form, isn't it? When they see that, Jayahana Palabhutaha, when they think this victory as this is their accomplishment, Asmabhi anubhuyate, it is what is enjoyed by us. Then na asmat pratyagatma bhuta ishvara krutaha. It is not the accomplishment of, they do not see this fact, this being victory and glory being the accomplishment of Ishvara, who is their own swarupam. Now comes Taddhaisham Vijayam. That ends one sentence. Tad Yesham Vijayam. Tebhyaha Ha Pradurbhuva Tanna Vyajanata Kimidam Yakshamiti. See, so all, you have to understand each sentence here. Tad daish tad ha esham vijagam, one sentence. Here, tad esham vijagam. Esham means what now? Esham devanam. Esham devanam abhimanam vijagnyau. Vijagnyam had now had understood. Who had understood their thinking? Bhagavan is understood here. So here we had a supply here. Tad means the Brahma, Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha understood the thought, the thinking, the thinking of the devas. Yesha means devanam. Devanam, chintanam, okay, the thought, Lord understood. Then, having understood, what did Bhagavan do? He wanted to teach a lesson. That is not given here. He wanted to teach a lesson, is implied here. Okay, knowing the heart of devas, having understood the thinking of devas, Bhagavan, what did he do? In order to teach a lesson, tebhyaha ha pradurbhuva. Tebhyaha means what? No, in front of them. Tesham purataha. Tebhyaha pradurbhuva, he appeared. That's all. Pradurbhuva, he appeared. Okay? Knowing the intention, Bhagavan appeared in front of them, not to teach a lesson. But when Bhagavan appeared in front of them, these devas, tat na vyajanata, they did not know what this it was. Kimidam yaksham iti. They did not know what this yaksha was. Who this yaksha was, they did not know. Okay, Bhagavan appeared as yaksha. Okay, this is what is the mantra. Okay, now we have to see the bhashyam.
Why iti?
Na vijanatai, கிமிதம் யக்ஷம் இதி ந விஜானத. தி டிட் நாட் நோ வாட் இஸ் யக்ஷா வாஸ். கிம் இதம் யக்ஷம் இதி ந விஜானத. தி டிட் நாட் நோ வாட் தி டிட் நாட் நோ தி டிட் நாட் நோ தட் வாட் இட் வாஸ். தட் இதி இஸ் அவர் தட். They did. They had. They did not know what it was.
Kimidam yaksham.
Yeah. Kimidam yaksham iti. Yeah, yeah. Kimidam yaksham iti. Tad Brahma na vijanata. They did not understand what is yaksha was. Who yaksha was? No. They did not know that Brahman. As the, they did not know who this yaksha was. Very brief sentence, huh? But now Shankara is going to explain beautifully here. Okay. How Shankara begins his bhasham? Look at this. Yesham. You know, for Yesha means Ivarakaludaya. Yesha means of these devas. The of these people. Of these means what? Of those whose? Of these devas. Yesham is a relative plural form. Yesham, isn't it? Yesham means etesham. Of these devas. Ivarkaludaya. Yesham na ivarkaludaya. So ivarkaludaya, whose? We have to understand. Devanam. Who are devas who have been described earlier, who have been talked about earlier? These Vayu, Agni, Indra, etc. Of these devas. And what do they have here? Yesham. Vijagnyau. Vijagyo means what? Had known, had understood. Vijagyo. Who had understood what? Tad Brahma Vijagyo. Tad Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, the Ishvara understood. Ishvara knew. Ishvara understood what? Ishvara knew what? Knew their thinking, their wrong understanding. What is that? Their false pride. Mithya abhimanam is the false pride. Lord understood their false pride. He says, mithya abhimana. Mithya abhimana ikshanavatam. Mithya அபிமான ஈக்ஷணவதாம் தது ஹ கில ஏஷாம் மித்யேக்ஷணம் மித்யா ஈக்ஷணம் விஜக்ஞௌ. விஜக்ஞம் விஜ்ஞாதவத். ஹூ விஜ்ஞாதவத்? பிரம்ம. வாட் ஹி த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் சேஸ் மித்யா ஈக்ஷணவதாம் மித்யா அபிமான ஈக்ஷணவதாம் மித்யேக்ஷணம் பிரம்ம விஜக்ஞோ பிரம்ம விஜ்ஞாதவத். சி பிரம்ம ஹே சகுணம் பிரம்ம. வாட் இஸ் சிம்பிள் ஜி?
ஏவம்
ஏயா ஏவம் இன் திஸ் மேனர் ஏஷாம் ஏவம் கம்ஸ் யா. See, evam, evam means in this manner. Is it clear now? In this manner, it continues here. See, Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, the Lord, Lord understood, knew what? Knew this wrong understanding, misunderstanding, wrong thinking of the wrong perceivers. Mithya ikshanavanta means what now? The false perception. People of false perception, people of wrong perception are said to be mithya ikshita ikshanavantaha tesham. Mithya ikshanavanta means what now? People of wrong perception, people of erroneous perception. So here, devas are of erroneous perception. Not only human beings, devas are also of erroneous perception. They are supposed to be, they are endowed with much better, much more evolved subtler instruments of knowledge. Though they have to be almost they are all-knowing people. Devas are looked upon as all-knowing people. Why? Because they are endowed with much subtler, much better instruments of knowledge, much superior instruments of knowledge than ordinary human beings. In spite of being endowed with superior instruments of knowledge, they also are of wrong perception. Okay? And wrong perception, therefore what happens now? Those people who, Bhagavan understood their wrong perception. Then what did he do? He says, then the question might come, how did Bhagavan understand their minds? They had this thinking that this victory belonged to us. No, they had mithya abhimanam. They have what now? False notion that they are the doers, they are the enjoyers, isn't it? This mithya abhimanam, this false identity and false the thinking, the mithya abhimanam they have. We are the enjoy. We are the accomplishers. We did it. We fought against the Asuras. We won, and we are glorious. They think. How did Bhagavan know? Because Bhagavan, Shankara says, look at this. Sarva vekshitru. See next words now. Sarvekshitru. Sarva ikshitru. Tru is equal to Sarvekshitru. Sarvekshitru. Sarvekshitru means the seer of everything, seer of all, knower of all. Sarvekshitru is equal to Sarvajna. No? Sarvekshitru. The one who alone, the only seer of the entire scene. Scene in its entirety. The only seer of the scene in its entirety is Sarvekshitru. Sarva Ikshitru. Shankara explains here. The only seer of the scene in its entirety, Sarvekshitru, he, tat, Sarva Bhuta Karana Prayoktru. Prayoktrutvat. See, that Sarva, who is Bhagavan here? Bhagavan is Sarvekshitru. No, Bhagavan is the all seer, the only seer. And how does he see everything? How does he become Sarvekshitru? How does the Lord become Sarvekshitru? How does Bhagavan become the seer, only seer of the scene in its entirety? He says, Sarva Bhuta Karana Prayokta. Bhagavan is the Sarva Bhuta Karana Prayokta. The Bhagavan is the only employer, the user, director, activator of all the instruments of knowledge and actions in all the beings. Prayokta means the user, employer, prayokta. Now you are all pen prayoktaraha, pen users. Prayokta means the one who uses is called prayokta. One who makes use of is called prayokta. It's a rikaranta shabda again. So, Bhagavan is what? No, Prayokta. Bhagavan is the only user. There is no other user other than Bhagavan. Is it? Because how does Bhagavan remaining the very self of every being, very truth of every surupam of every I, the absolute user is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the user, but the one who makes use of everything is other than Bhagavan. Is alone Prayokta. Anityam payanpaduthugindravan. Bhagavan uses what? Karana. Bhagavan is the one who makes use of all the instruments, means the activator of all the instruments of all the beings. Sarvabhuta Karana Prayokta. Now, the mind, intellect, you know, who is the one who is making use of, who is activating all these instruments, mind, intellect, sense organs, organs of instruments, everything. Therefore, prayoktas Bhagavan, prayoktrutvat, due to the status of being the user of all the instruments of all the beings, devanamcha mityajnanam upalabhya. See, devanam mityajnanam upalabhya. Upalabhya means what now? Having arrived at. No? Having arrived at. Upalabhya. Having Bhagavan, having got. Having got what? Having got their misapprehension. Having understood their upalabhyana adaindu. Now having got. Having got means what? Having understood here. Mithya jnanam upalabhya. Having understood their misapprehension, false understanding, wrong thinking, wrong knowledge. Of whom? Of devas. Having understood the wrong understanding of the devas, how did he understand? Bhagavan happens to be the only user of all the instruments of all the beings. Bhagavan being the only seer, only knower of the entire, seen in its entirety. Bhagavan understood what? Understood the wrong knowledge of misapprehension of the devas. Upalabhya. Then Bhagavan thinks. What does Bhagavan think? Knowing their wrong understanding. Oho. This is what you are thinking. You think it is your achievement? He thinks, look at this. Ma evam asuravat devah mithya abhimanat parabhaveyuhu. Ma eva asuravat. Ma means may not. Eva, not at all. Asuravat, like the asuras. Asuravat means what? Like the asuras. So you had to put this. Devaha. No? Asuravat. Mithya abhimanat. Ma pare parabhaveyuhu iti. May these devas, like the asuras, due to their false identity, false knowledge, and false pride, may these devas not, you know, become parabhaveyuhu. Parabhaveyuhu, may they not lose. Parabhavaha means losing. Okay? Ma parabhaveyuhu. Parabhavaha literally means defeat. Okay. So, asuravat. See, these people are devas. This wrong notion should be who's now. Whenever pride comes, it is a pride is the asuri sampat. Isn't it? So, pride is the asuri sampat. But these devas should have what now? Absence of pride is the daivi sampat. These devas should be endowed with what now? Now, the pride or absence of pride, isn't it? These people are having now these devas, instead of having amanitvam, they have manitvam. Manitvam is asuri sampat. Amanitvam is the Devi Sampat. These devas, Because of their pride, they have what now? This abhimana, mithya abhimanam, being endowed with mithya abhimanam means, you know, having manitvam, isn't it? Like asuras. So like the asuras, these devas, made these devas not, you know, they not lose, made them not lose, being endowed with this wrong identity, false knowledge. Is it clear?
Not lose in the sense of simply being mistaken or not
losing. No, no, losing means
the consequence.
But no, when you have
defeated in the battle, the devas were defeated.
No, no, no.
Not losing what sense?
No, losing the sense. They will. It's only relative victory, isn't it? See, absolute victory. See, they will. Parabhaviyuhu means. See. The absolute victory is in knowledge. Isn't it? When they have wrong understanding, pride actually is. Pride will make one lose absolutely, in the absolute sense.
Yeah.
Therefore, Bhagavan was very compassionate to them. See, he's going to Krishna, Shankara is going to say that here. He's going to say here. Ma eva asuravat devaha mithya abhimanat. Due to their false identity, wrong understanding, parabhaveyuhu iti tad anukampaya. Anukampaha means what? No, compassion. You know, mercy. For tad anukampaya, tad means yet devanam anukampaha. Devanam vishaye anukampaha, tad anukampaha. Devanukampaya, tad anukampaya, anukampaha. Or anukampa, anukampena anukampa, anukampaya. Because of the compassion for those devas, devan mithya abhimana apanodanena mithya abhimana apanodanena. Apanodanam means removal, eradication is called apanodanam. So devan mithya abhimana apanodanena anugrinniyam. May I bless these people, devas. Bhagavan thinks, no? Bhagavan with all compassion thinks, anugrinniyam, may I, no? May I bless these people. May I bless these people. How can I bless these people? By removing their apanodanena. May I bless these people by removing their. May I bless these devas. Devan anugrinniyema. Anugrinniyam. Deva anugrinniyam is the devan. Whom does Bhagavan want to bless? Devan. Devan anugrinniyam. May I bless these devas. How can I bless these devas? No, mithya abhimana apanodanena. Understand? Mithya abhimana apanodanena anagrinya. May I bless these devas by removing their false pride. Therefore, now, why does Bhagavan, now you can understand, why did Bhagavan appeared in front of devas when he learned their intention, thinking, not the wrong thinking? Because he appeared mainly because of his compassion for them. Because only when he appeared, but what does he want to do? He wants to remove their wrong thinking. That is how he can bless them. So removing the wrong thinking, wrong notion itself is the greatest blessing. Now you can understand. all forms of problems in life, Bhagavan really makes us go through. This is a story, okay? Ultimately, to bless you with the absolute. It's an important lesson. Any suffering, anything Bhagavan makes you go through, ultimately for what? Because of Bhagavan's compassion for you. Because Bhagavan's compassion is what? We may think when Bhagavan really ordains lots of problems in life, we may think Bhagavan is not compassionate. In fact, the most compassionate Bhagavan makes us go through all sufferings and problems so that he wants to bless us with the removal of ignorance, removal of wrong identity, removal of all false identity, pride. Do you see this? There is anukampena, it could have been also. Ma eva asuravat devaha mitya abhimanat parabhaveyuhu iti tad anukampaya mitya abhimana apanodanena devan anugrinniyam. May I bless these devas, how? By removing their false pride, false identity. Iti, thinking thus, okay? This is Bhagavan's intention. Understand now? Bhagavan's intention of appearing in front of them. The Shankara says, the mantra does not say. Bhagavan's appearance, Ishvara's appearance as Yaksha, Saguna Brahma appeared as Yaksha, isn't it? Out of compassion for the devas. If I don't appear now, if I don't correct their wrong notion, then they will have a false notion and they have false pride. It will, in the long run, they will lose. So, out of compassion for them, in order to remove their wrong notion, Bhagavan appeared. Okay, iti tebhyaha devebhyaha ha kila arthaya, for the sake of those devas only. The kila means always indeed, isn't it? Bhagavan appeared really for the sake of those. Arthaya means for the sake of those devas. Now Bhagavan did not appear in front of them as Yaksha for his own self. Okay, for his own fun. For the sake of those devas, he appeared in front of them. Pradur Babhuva. How did he appear as Yaksha? He says, Swa Yoga Mahatmya Nirmitena Atyadbhutena Vismapaniyena Rupena Devanam Indriya Gochare Pradurbhuva. Swa Yoga Mahatmya Nirmitena. So yoga mahatmya nirmitena, Ishvara being all knowing, almighty, being endowed with his own power of maya, using his own yoga mahatmya means using his own power nirmitena.
So nirmitena means what? Using his own power.
Yeah, yoga mahatmya means Nirmita. Nirmita means made, Radhaji. See, causing. So, yoga mahatya nirmitena. Okay, he appeared. Pradurbhuva. Bhagavan appeared. How? How he appeared? Bhagavan appeared in such a distance. What was the distance where Bhagavan appeared? Look at this. Where did Bhagavan appear? Did he appear very far? No. He did not appear very, very far where they could not have seen. But Bhagavan appeared in such very closely also that they could have seen him properly. Ishwaraha appeared in such a distance where these devas could see him, but at the same time they could not know what he was, what that form was. He appeared in such a form. See, Ishwara appeared in such a form, in such a distance. Look at this. In such a form, such a distance. Ishwara manifested, appeared in such a form, in such a distance, where they could see the form, but they could not see what that form was. That's why he says, Devanam Indriya Gochare Pradurbhabhuva. He appeared just in a perceptible distance. He appeared in a perceptible distance, not very far, but even though he appeared in perceptible distance, Indriya Gochare means what now? In perceptible distance, but he appeared in such a form, in such a distance, that they could not make out what this form was. Okay. And what was that form here? Vismapaniyam rupam. Pradurbhabhuva. Vismapaniyena rupena. He appeared in such a form, in such a distance, in a perceptible distance. Okay. That where they could see the form, where they could not make out what the form was, in such a way. Vismapaniyam rupam means inexplicably wondrous or, inspiring form. Awe-inspiring form. Inexplicably resplendent form. See, visma payet, I can tell you the noun form of it. The smi dhatuhu. Smi root, the verb is smayati. Smi, if you take, the verb is smayati. Smayati means smiles. Smayaha means smile. Look at this, Rataji. Very close to English root, is it? Smiles. Smayati means smiles. Sma. But here, you take that V, vismayati means astonishes.
Why inexplicably then?
Huh?
Why inexplicably?
We can say that, Radhanaji.
Okay.
Anything astonishing is something inexplicable also.
Okay.
See, vismayati means what now? Astonishes. But here, vismapayati. Causative of vismayati. Vismayati, causative is what? Vismapayati. Atishayika vaikindra. Enangya? See, if I feel wondrous, isn't it? I feel astonished. I make others feel astonished, isn't it? Causative verb. So, vismapayati is the verb. So, vismapaniyam rupa means what now? The form which makes one feel astonished or awe-inspiring. That's why I can say highly resplendent. No, that's the form. Atyadbhutena. Atyadbhutam. Adbhutam itself is wondrous, isn't it? Wonderful. But atyadbhutam means, that is why ati, I have to say inexplicable, not energy. Inexplicably or inspiringly, astonish, a beautiful form. In that beautiful form, Lord appeared, in the perceptible distance, but he appeared in such a perceptible distance that where they could see the form, but they could not make out what the form was. They are going to see here. How did Bhagavan appear like that? Swayoga Mahat yajna nirmitam. That form of yaksha, you know, which is Bhagavan's form, it was made of what? You know, how did Bhagavan create that form? Nirmitam is created, isn't it? That form is formed of his own great power. See, using one's his own power, Bhagavan appeared in front of them. Therefore, Swayoga Mahatya Nirmitena Atyadbhutena Vismapaniyena Rupena Devanam Indriya Gochare Pradurbhuva. So how did Bhagavan appear is said in the next sentence. What did Bhagavan appear for was explained before. Okay? What did Bhagavan appear for? Where did Bhagavan appear? How did Bhagavan appear? Everything is said here. Three questions are answered. Where did Bhagavan appear? How did Bhagavan appear? In what form did Bhagavan appear? Understand, why did Bhagavan appear? All the questions are answered here. Tat pradurbhutam brahma na vyajanata. Pradurbhutam brahma means what now? That sagunam brahma ishvara which has appeared in that vismapaniyam rupam, in that highly astonishingly inexplicable, no, resplendent form, appeared form, pradurbhutam brahma, this objective case that is, na vyajanata naiva vijnatavantaha devaha. Devas did not know at all what that form was. They knew there was a form, but they did not know what that form was. Naiva vijnatavantaha means they did not know at all. Then, kimidam yaksham. What is this yaksha? Yaksham means what now? What is this yaksha? Yaksham, this form. Pujyam, highly adorable. No? Highly revered, worshipable form. Mahadbhutam, Mahadbhutam, Mahadbhutam is what now? No? Mahadbhutam means a great form. Mahadbhutam means the great appearance, the form of great appearance, a big appearance. But highly, Mahadbhutam, great form. The great, adorable, worshipable form, this yaksham kimidam iti, actually that kimidam iti devaha na vijnatavantaha na vyajanata. They could not understand that form, yaksha. You have to understand two things here. They could know there was a form, but they could not know what that form was. It's like what? I know I am, but I do not know what I am. I know there is Bhagavan, but I don't know who Bhagavan is. I know there is Lord, but I don't know who the Lord is. This half knowledge and half ignorance alone can lead to, isn't it, error in perception. Therefore, Bhagavan thought, this, you know, if they have, they see me, but they don't know me, exactly they don't know me what I am. When they find out what I am, their pride will go. You know, when definitely this appearance was such a fudge in such that really it made them curious. Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Vibhyo Namaha. Hari Om.